Hello and welcome. You're listening to Confetti Radio, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show. My name is Debbie Quain, and today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2013. I had to double check the date. Can you imagine? And I thank you for being here. Normally, we record the show at 8 p.m., but I have a few things going on, so I had to change the time slightly. But thank you so much for being here, whether you're part of the live show or you happen to be listening to the recording. And if you are part of the live show, please join us on confettilive.com or go to confettiradio.com and select the live link, and you'll see the live video stream and the chat room. So you can join the chat room by using your Twitter handle or your Facebook login, or just sign in as a guest and ask your questions. Share whatever information you'd like to share, your URL for your website, your Facebook URL, your Pinterest URL, your Twitter handle, however you would like other people to connect with you. And if you're wondering what we do here, the whole idea is just to share and encourage one another in the wedding planning industry. There are a lot of us that love weddings and either want to make it our goal or actually do make a living planning weddings. And that's the whole basis for this show. Did I say my name? Did I say that my name was Debbie Quain? I'm flying by the seat of my pants today because I'm not reading any notes. Normally I have something to follow through, and it's been a crazy, crazy day. So I apologize if you hear lots of ums and ahs and I miss things. So to find out more about the show, you can go to confettiradio.com and you'll find audio replays and a schedule of upcoming shows. The video I don't typically replay on the site. Usually you can find like older shows, but I usually don't replay the video. Welcome to my confetti at my, I don't want to make it, it's not about me. Welcome to the wonderful Confetti Insiders. Confetti Insiders is the name of the Facebook group, which features, there's so much information going back and forth for folks who are, listen to the show, and you can find out more at facebook.com/groups/confetti insiders and sign up, be a part of that. I want to say a very special welcome to those of you who are part of Wedding Business Guide. Wedding Business Guide is a site that I created, which I've actually got to stop calling it. It is a site, but it really, it's more of a product that I created that if you want to take your wedding planning to the point where you want to start a business, that is what that site is all about. And currently I'm going through a major revamp. So Wedding Business Guide members, I said that we were going to have a new member orientation tomorrow, Wednesday the 10th. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to change that to next week because there will be some major changes. I think you'll be happy about the way the site will be set up. There's a lot of information there, and I know it was overwhelming for some of you, so I've reorganized and created some new tutorials and information, and I think you'll be happy with the flow. It'll get you going much faster, and you'll know where to go when you need specific information. So if you would like more information, please check out weddingbusinessguide.com, and that site is all about how you can start your own part-time wedding day management company. Wedding day management meaning day of. That's a term that I hear a lot. So that you can juggle that with whatever you do full time, whether it's working, family obligations, but the whole idea is to get you going with that as quickly as possible. But as with any business, it takes time to get things going. It's not just a read this, watch this video, listen to this audio, and you're ready to go. It's going to move you forward, but it is going to take some investment of time on your part too. But it doesn't always happen as fast as we like it to. Think long term for your wedding planning business. Think about where you want to be a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. So you want to invest some time if you really want to move forward with that. So I hope that site helps. WeddingBusinessGuide.com. Weddings for a Living is another site which has articles and resources, and you can check that out too. WeddingsForALiving.com. So tonight's show, we moved. You notice when I say we when I'm ready to, right? I moved it to 7:30 because I have a few things going on. I have a wedding scheduled for 6 weeks, and folks just got in contact with me last week. So just things are a little crazy. So tonight's the show, the focus is on Wedding Star. If you have been out and about in the stores, you may have seen Wedding Star, You may have seen this magazine. Let me see if I can hold it up. Can you see it? Wedding Star. And it's a magazine, but it's a catalog too. And it's filled with some really wonderful bridal accessories. I love Wedding Star. This company is based out of Canada. And the cost for the magazine, the catalog, is $10. So you may have seen it, picked it up, flipped through. Maybe you purchased it, maybe you haven't. But the idea is that, you know, brides, anyone's getting married, can look through here, pick some really fun, unique accessories and order them. But I don't know if you realize it, you, as a business owner, can also sell the products that are in this catalog/magazine. And the reason I like Wedding Star is because some of the stuff they have is so unique. It's not just your run-of-the-mill stuff. I don't know if you can see here. Just some really clever things. Do you see this topper here? Just the cake toppers I'm looking at right now are just different. Just things that, for example, if you have a client who is... who works for the police department. They've got a cake topper that that shows the police officer there. It just some really clever, unique things. And what I really love about Wedding Star is how they present everything. It's like you're flipping through a magazine. They do these photo shoots, and so it gets really, really great inspiration. I love this is a cake topper here with the lovebirds, and some stuff's really cute, some stuff's quirky, some's a little more serious. Some follow certain ethnic styles. It's just very, very different, a lot more different than what you may see everywhere else. If you've seen Wedding Star or have any feedback about that, please feel free to comment. I forgot to acknowledge those of you who are on the telephone line. I'm sorry. When the show is aired live, you can listen to it via telephone. And I know several of you are on the line right now. So thank you. Thank you for being here. I apologize. You can't see what I'm talking about, of course, because I'm showing it on the screen. But this part I probably will have to show after the fact via video. So a lot of clever, unique things that can really fit the style of your clients. I was looking for the one with the cop. Do you see how you got the Indian couple here for the cake topper? This guy's playing soccer. Excuse me. This one has a basketball in hand. So you can do there's just so many different and unique things. And I'm just looking at the cake toppers right now. Here's the one that I love with the police officer here. It looks like he's writing a ticket or something. So this one here with the bride's dragging the groom by the foot. Oh, yes. So Cynthia's saying they have some good articles and tips too. Yeah, it's like even if you didn't purchase anything, it's like a magazine. You can sort of look through and get some really, really good some great inspiration. And recently Preston Bailey came on board with Wedding Star, so his wonderful designs will be featured there. So Wedding Star, as I said, the catalog is $10, but what you can do is if you are a business owner, you can also sell anything that's in the catalog to your clients. And the way you do that, once you complete the paperwork, really whatever's listed in the magazine/catalog, I keep saying that, in the Wedding Star publication, how about that? You as a retailer would pay 50% of that. So, the cake topper with the, I'm looking to see what page number is that, if I can zoom in on page 38 and see how much that is. Or is it 58? Okay, so the cake topper, a love citation, police officer groom. This dapper police officer groom isn't going to let his bride get away without first writing her a ticket for stealing his heart. Oh, complete with a standard police officer's uniform and heart-shaped badge. So that's beautiful. That cake topper goes for $30, $29.98. So you as a retailer would pay $15 for that. And then either charge your client $30 or maybe less. And the incentive to charge your clients less would be, this would be a great way to perhaps if someone signs up for your full service package, then you reduce the price. Or maybe when you meet a client who's a warm, who seems interested, maybe you present them with a gift card and say it's $25 towards your purchase from anything in Wedding Star. So there are a lot of different ways that you can make this work, but you can become a retailer. And really what Wedding Star requires is you need to prove to them that you are a business, and that makes sense. Otherwise, everybody would just be getting the catalog and paying the wholesale rate. And the proof that Wedding Star asks for is either a voided check from your business checking account or your reseller's license. And your reseller's license is the license that it's sometimes referred to as sales and tax. Sales and tax use. Basically, it means that you do not pay tax when you purchase items because you are not the end user. You're going to pass what you're going to resell that item to someone else. So I know here in this area, it's not difficult to get one of those once you have your business set up. And it doesn't mean you have to be an LLC or you know, incorporated. You can be a sole proprietor and still get your sales and use tax, but you just need to demonstrate that you are indeed a business owner. There's no application fee. What you are going to pay for Wedding Star is that magazine, the catalog that we're looking, that I'm sort of showing you online for $10. And you can easily make that back with your first sale. And the magazine really does help you with the selling part because the layout and the design and the ideas, they have a blog and they have, I think I saw something come through on my email today that indicated they had some tips or other information. So, I mean, it's really a really great company. As I said, they're based out of Canada, and what will happen is there's no minimum. So if you want to order one item or you want to order 20, you can do that. The way your account is started is when you place your first order. So maybe your first order is just to buy, a handful of items, one of each of your favorite thing, maybe 3 or 5 or 10 or however many, and sort of use that to display so that your clients can see, what some of the things are, how the quality. So there's no fee to join, as I said, but you just need to complete the paperwork, and I will I'll include the link. It's pretty straightforward, and Wedding Star can either ship the items directly to you, wherever you are, or they can drop ship, which means directly to your customer. And if they send it directly to your customer, then there'll be no pricing information or anything in the package. So outside of the $10 investment. I think this is a really, really great opportunity, something that you can add to the list of things that you sell for brides. Because my goal is when I have a client is I want to upsell them. It's not just for the planning, either invitations, accessories, whatever I can, it's not like I'm just trying to push things on them, but if there's a product that they need and they need to get it and I have access to that, why not buy that from me? And I mean, we do that. Once you, I was going to say fall in love, but once you get used to someone and you're comfortable with working with them and they have the products that you need to get anyway, then the tendency would be to get those items from that individual. So, WeddingStar.com is where you can find out more about the company. But I'm guessing if you're out and about, you've probably seen the Wedding Star magazine either at your at the local bookstore. I know I've seen them in the magazines in Target and Walmart. Diana, just in time. Hi there. You're saying I thought I saw that it cost $189 to start this. Did I misunderstand? Maybe that may be another area. I have a feeling you're referring to the online presence, and that information, that may be what you're talking about. Holly Warman is the person I've been communicating with, and I will present that question to her. But there is no fee to get started as a retailer. You just have to place that opening, that first order. Something else I was going to say and I forgot. That's what happens when you don't make notes, right? And as a retailer, you get access to their image library, image gallery. And that means that a lot of the great images that they have on site, you then have access to use on your website. Now that information, maybe there may be a fee there. I didn't see that, so I'll have to check in again with Holly. But my understanding is to get going, you don't need to pay anything. What I would suggest is just to have that one $10 magazine, $10 catalog, and have your brides look through that. If you want to get two, maybe one that you always keep, and then one that you let them use and browse through, but you need to get that back because there's a cost involved. If they're your full service clients, or they're your plan, they're paying you to plan their wedding, I would just bill the $10 into my fee, and if I get it back, I get it back. But if I don't, I don't worry about it. So there are lots of different ways that you can make this work. You can get personalized aisle runners, candles, different decor, the paper lanterns, the decorations for the backs of chairs. It's just an endless amount of thing, range of things that you can get and offer to your clients. I love some of these ring pillows. There was one there that looked this. Oh, if you're looking at the screen, the one towards the left, the floral ring pillow, absolutely, absolutely beautiful. So, and another thing, you know, when you're selling items, whether it's invitations or whether it's accessories, you don't have to just present it as, you know, look through the catalog and pick something out. If you're designing a wedding from beginning to end, then you can find these items within Wedding Star and sort of position them sort of like a gallery so that you have an arrangement of items that your bride can pick out. So you can say, okay, I know where our theme for the wedding is. I'll just pull something out of the year. I don't know, springtime and butterflies. And then you can go through and find those accessories on Wedding Star and present that as an idea, as a design board, or if you want to go, you know, go out on a limb and purchase those items at wholesale and then present that to your clients. I know you're creative because you're in this business. I know you're creative. There are a lot of different ways that you can do this. But I think one of the best ways is just to provide a gift certificate or a gift card to your clients for $25 towards something here at Wedding Star. My guess is that they're going to buy something that costs way more than $25. And there you go. So remember, even though it's $25 for them, your cost is half of that. So you're not really, it's not $25, it's half of that. You get what I mean? Some of their items are at the 40% level and not 50%. But that's still great. That's still great. And these are things that aren't cheesy looking. I don't know if you can see the tux for the dog. I mean, it's just the range is, it just runs the gamut. It's unreal, the stuff that you can get through Wedding Star. So seriously consider that. The form is painless. And again, you just place your first order, and I've spoken to them several times, and everyone on the phone seems very, very friendly. You can let them. Oh, someone's asking, how long does it take to receive items? Good question, Nancy. Even though they are based in Canada, the items don't necessarily ship from there. So it really depends on where you are, where you're located, and you can, you know, choose to get the item rushed. Nancy, I believe you're in Georgia. So, yeah, it may take a day or two to get those items, depending on what level of service you've asked for it to get there. So talk to them, you know, give them a call or contact them online to get the specifics about the items that you need. But I would seriously suggest just placing an order for some sample items to see some of the stuff that they have available. I have a few things here I guess I could show you. I don't know how well that's going to show up. How are they described so I can say it right? Porcelain bird salt and pepper shakers. I don't know if you can see these. I'm guessing I should have put them on something else. I don't know if you can see these here. These are really cute, but they're salt and pepper shakers. I don't think you can see these too clearly. Where was the other thing I was looking at? I think I showed you these last week. The Kleenex that's in the pack. I don't know if you can see. They've got the quirky, like, illustrated bride and groom on there. Here's a cake topper that I love with the groom sort of lifting the bride up. I don't know if you can see that. Yeah, so they have some really cute things. And I mean, maybe it's something that you use, that your clients use as favors to give to everyone. This is a keychain, sort of like Unlock My Heart, and it's sort of like this wrought iron. It's really pretty. That would work well for sort of a vintage sort of country look. And then maybe you do an arrangement for maybe you have a dessert table or you've got kids there. This is sort of like, this is something completely different. I don't know if you can see with the lights. I have a feeling that the lights may be throwing it off. It's sort of like the double bubble in the machine there. And I know these come in different colors. The ones I'm showing you are white. So you can do a lot of different things with Wedding Star. Again, they have a range of different things that, a lot of ideas that you can, feed off for your clients. Is anyone here currently a part of Wedding Star? I'm just curious. Has anyone ever purchased anything either as an end user, maybe as a customer, or for their clients? Anyone? Just curious. They've got some really, really neat ideas there that I like a lot. But I will find out, Diana, about the $189. I'm wondering what that is. I'll have to see if we can get Holly to perhaps come and speak to us. The only other company that I've mentioned on Confetti anyway that does accessories is Carlson Craft. And you know Carlson's Craft, their main thing is invitations, but they also do wedding accessories. Wedding Star, I think, has a few invitations in there too, but nothing that run. I mean, their focus is on these accessories and different items for the actual wedding. I'm looking at the fabulous favor ideas, and depending on it really depends on what your clients want, what their style is, and it's up to us to present that. You know, present ideas to them so that they get it. That things that they hadn't thought of, you can present. And I'm all about making a wedding about that client. There are things that are done a certain way, but I think if a wedding is such a personal event, it should reflect the individuals, the couple who are getting married. Nancy's saying, I went online and saw the $189 for the online presence, but if it is just $10 to have the catalog, then that's the route I'm going to take. Yeah, definitely. So, I think it has more to do with the website. You're right, Nancy. So thank you for double checking that. Hi, Kiki. Kiki's saying, can we use the discount on purchasing items for ourselves, like for our emergency kits, to have spare cake cutting knives? Yeah, absolutely. Kiki, once you, just as long as you can... once you're a retailer, you can buy whatever you need in whatever quantity. So as long as you can demonstrate that you are indeed a business, then yeah, you can. And I've done that with other companies that I wholesale from. A lot of the stationery I bought for my wedding business, I bought as a wholesaler. It wasn't for a client, it was for me. So yes, absolutely you can do that. So I would do that. That's a good idea. I like that a lot. Again, if you've got a full service client, I think it's not bad to maybe get a few sample items that you can just, show them, really, or just if you've got an office where folks come in to see you, you can display some of your favorite things. Why not? And to get sort of the juices flowing. And I think if you have access to that image gallery, that's going to be really wonderful. That's going to be very helpful. You can use that for your blog posts and so forth, I would hope. To double check that, but then just as long as it's given credit to Wedding Star, then that's really great, because someone will see something in your image and ask, oh my gosh, where did you get that from? And you can get started and let them know about Wedding Star. Okay. Oh, there's the double bubble thing that I was showing you earlier on the screen. Can you see that there? Maybe I can't do that, but yeah. So you can set it up any way you choose to. Any questions? I know tonight's show is a little different than how we normally do it, but just wanted to make sure I share that with you. Okay? So weddingstar.com, but I am going to post the information. I said that last week, but I didn't want to put it on that episode and not on when really the focus is on tonight's show about that. But as I said, I will reach out to Holly Warman to see if there's additional information that she can share with us. This is like chapstick down here. This is awesome. Lip balm right down the bottom. I mean, what have they not thought of? Some of these things make really great attendant gifts, bridal shower, and even for some things that may not be a wedding, you can utilize those things. If you're doing a bridal show, it would be great to get some of these items for your booth. Maybe you get a sample of things together and use that as a giveaway. personalized gift cards. Oh, Diana's saying she loved those lipsticky notes. Yeah, they've got some really, really cute, one-of-a-kind things. All right, so check out Wedding Star. I think you'll be, as I say, pleasantly surprised. I think you'll be happy going that route. Okay. All right, well, you know what? I feel like I shortchanged you, but we're almost at the 30-minute mark. Did anyone have any questions that I could answer in the space of 5 minutes or so? I did want to always remind you that if you haven't gone to Audible yet to get your free downloadable audiobook, did I say that right? Yeah, free. Yeah, it is downloaded. Your free audiobook. You should. If you're listening to the show, I know audio is something that you're used to. And Audible, which is an Amazon company, will give you the chance to check out the service free for 30 days. But during the 30-day time period, you get to download a free book of your choice. And there are some really, really great books. They're adding titles all the time so that you can listen to your book whether you're commuting, whether you're driving, whether you're working out or just, hanging out. If you just don't have the time or the desire to sit down and read, then you can have a book read to you. And I think it's a really, really novel idea. So go to confettiradio.com/audible and you can download your free book there. I keep saying download. You can access your free audiobook and try it out free for 30 days. Okay. All right. I don't think there were any questions. I didn't see anyone posting too many links there, but if you would like to do that, you can post your Facebook fan page URL or your Twitter handle or your Pinterest URL, however you would like folks to reach you. Nancy, good point. Someone last week said that Wedding Star sells itself. I know sales depend on your individual efforts, but is there a range of what one can expect to bring in each month? That's a good question. I'm glad you mentioned it, Nancy, because I asked that question when I spoke to Holly. They do. If clients come to them, they will go to Wedding Star directly. They will sell the item to them. They don't, like Carlson Craft doesn't sell directly to the end user. Wedding Star does. So it really depends on you, Nancy, and how you want to do this. And I think with an investment of just $10 for the magazine, it really depends on how you want to do that. I mean, I would definitely, I don't like the idea of reducing, but I like the gift card idea, or just maybe presenting it as a solution for design. So just coming up with the idea and showing them some of the sample ideas I have and them saying, oh yeah, we want that. And then I would just order that. Remember, when you pay wholesale, you get to determine the cost that you charge your customers. So maybe you order items wholesale and you mark it up as a complete package instead of them picking out a specific item and you're saying this is the price for it. You can just put a whole a package of things together and charge one set price, whether you're using it for decor or whether you're using it for your guest, like for example, for like guests, wedding guests, welcome baskets. Maybe you can pull some items from Wedding Star and your cost is, $15, but it's listed in the magazine as 30, but you can sort of mark that up as a whole package. I don't know if that makes sense, but it really is up to you. If there were a major fee to be a part of this company, to sell their items, then I would definitely be concerned that they are also selling to the end user, but there isn't. So I think $10 is just I think if you're in business, that's not too big a deal at all. Tell me if you disagree. And if you're looking at the screen, you can see they've got the water bottle labels and the table numbers and all of that is coordinated together. I like that look very much. And could you do some of this yourself outside of Wedding Star? Sure, you could. But the printing and the availability. And remember, as wedding planners, I think a lot of us are very crafty and want to do a lot of hands-on stuff. But be careful, and when it's coming down to the end part of a wedding, there's a lot going on. So if you're also doing design and creating things, make sure, one, you allow yourself enough time, but two, make sure you're charging separately. Anything that you're doing and creating outside of your planning, you really, really should be charging separately for. Don't roll all of that up into your planning fee. That's not a good idea. You're gonna lose out on that, and there will be some resentment. Ask me how I know that. So, definitely do design if you have the capability and the desire, but just charge separately for it. Okay? All right. It's almost 8 o'clock, so I'm going to wrap things up. Next week, I do want to tackle a few questions. I know there was a question about dealing with DIY brides, so I want to address that next week. What are some ways that we can work with DIY brides? It's something that I have some set opinions on, but I'll try to be fair and unbiased. But I want to focus on that for our next show about dealing work. Working with DIY brides and how you can make that work for you with your wedding planning business. Okay. All right. Well, as always, I want to thank you for being a part of the live show. It is a little short tonight, but I promise I will make that up to you. Diana's saying I have one or two of those DIYs. Yeah, a lot of people are doing stuff themselves, but we can still find a way to help them out for sure. All right. Okay, so my name is Debbie Quain, and you can listen to the replay of this show on confettiradio.com. I think we're up to episode 343, so confettiradio.com/343. Please let someone else know about the show if you know that they're interested in being a wedding planner or starting a wedding planning business. I'm sure there's something they can learn and potentially share with the rest of us, okay? As always, lots of love and success. Have a great evening.
You are listening to Confetti, the wedding planning business talk show on confettiradio.com. Con what? Confetti. Con what? Confetti. Con what? Confetti. Fettuccine? Linguini. Spaghetti? Confetti.